The government has formally authorised the Low Pay Commission to investigate how Ireland can move towards a living wage. The programme for government commits to increasing the current national minimum wage of €10.20 per hour to a living wage of €12.30 during the lifetime of this government. But at what cost to business? Sven Spolen-Behrens is director of the Small Firms Association and he joins me on the line. Sven, with so many small businesses closed at the moment, how are the business people that you represent likely to react to talk of achieving a living wage?
Good morning, Julia. Yeah, we acknowledge, as you said, that the programme for government commits to a living wage over the lifetime of government, but there's no need to start this debate right now. The timing is completely off. Small businesses at the moment are dealing with a huge amount of anxiety. For those that are closed, the pathway towards reopening seems to be getting longer every day, and they need to know what this pathway will look like, and they need to know this sooner than later. And there's a real concern among business owners that when the economy fully reopens, they're faced with increased costs of doing business. Earlier in the year, there was the national minimum wage increase. We will see an increase in family leave. Statutory sick pay will be introduced at the end of the year. We have the Brexit costs. And now this morning, the idea of a living wage being introduced. So the wrong time for this, really.
Would you agree, though, that a legacy of the pandemic is that there is a greater appreciation for lower paid workers, we'll say in retail and cleaners, for example, and that that should be reflected in their pay?
So COVID has really shown us, and we didn't have this term before, essential workers and the value of those workers to society. And we know that the whole world of living will change because of COVID. But also what recent ESRI data has shown us that people that are working in the experience economy, that are working in retail, in hospitality, they're just coming out of the COVID closures. They're having to adapt to a new environment. We don't know what this environment is going to look like. We don't know how hospitality and tourism is going to work with social distancing rules. So we really need to make sure that small business owners and their staff will be able to adapt to the new environment, and increasing the cost of doing business is not the right answer to that.
So during the consultation process, what will the Small Firms Association be saying to the Low Pay Commission?
We're saying to the Low Pay Commission that, and this is what ESRI data has shown, that the minimum wage has always proven a very blunt instrument. To tackle poverty and to increase the standard of living. If you look at who's on the minimum wage at the moment, these are younger workers, part-time workers, and people coming mainly from medium to high-income households. So if you really are serious about improving the living conditions, you have to go to the source. You have to tackle the housing crisis and housing issues. You have to tackle issues around childcare. You have to look at education and training. But you can't tackle these issues with imposing additional business costs on small business owners.
Sven Spolen-Behrens of the Small Firms Association, thank you for your time this morning.